heart is all aflutter as I'm about to relate a titillating tale for you. Are you willing to go anywhere with me? Anywhere? Come on, let me lead you to the dark end of the fairgrounds where you and I can be alone together. What do you say? A Place of Love was taped live in New York City on January 27th, 2019. I'm peering at all of you right now, sitting in front of me in our dimly lit theater. Not in any lewd kind of way. I'm just looking and wondering who's with whom, who's bound to whom. I'm seeing some of you holding hands, some heads resting softly on shoulders. I see drinks being shared, and perhaps some of you are out in the open. Some of you perhaps are keeping a lower profile. I know. You have your reasons. We all have our reasons for doing what we do, for what we choose to share with the world and what we choose to keep private. Not to worry. There are no judgments here. I'm only looking out at this crowd filled with beautiful lovers. Well, I'd like all of you to stare right back at us as we peel away the curtain to reveal some secrets we've decided to share with you this evening. Are you ready? Let's go.
Oh, be honest, Emmy. You're a little bored, aren't you?
I'm not bored. A little hungry, mayhaps. I don't know.
Let's get us a couple of corn dogs, then. What do you say?
Oh, no, no. Those will make me all fat, like when I was little, and then you won't like me anymore.
Are you kidding? What's the matter, sweetheart? What's with that look on your face? Come here, you.
No, it's all right. Just keep your distance, Jonathan. Maybe you didn't realize what day today is.
What day today is?
Mm-hmm.
What day is today? What day is today? Your birthday is October, October 12th. That's still a ways off.
Oh, I was sure you'd know. I was sure you'd remember.
What could I have forgotten?
Our third month anniversary is a steady couple, that's all.
Oh. Oh, no. Jeez Louise. Dang it. Jonathan, you knucklehead. I'm so sorry, Emmy.
It's all right.
Well, let me make it up to you. I got it. I'm going to carve our names into this tree.
Don't you think that's a little corny?
I'm going to carve into this tree to Emmy, Jonathan's one true love on this day of their third month anniversary.
Oh, I like that. Okay, here, use my pen knife.
Oh, great. I'll just need you to check my spelling.
Okay.
Put that knife down, Sonny.
Oh, I was just...
Put it away. I don't need you marking up my nice trees. Not in my park.
Your park? Are you Mr. Hagestad?
Yep. That same name that you see on the sign coming in. I have so many amusements to be enjoyed in my little park, yet you adolescent types never seem to be satisfied with the ones we already have here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hagestag. I didn't mean to...
What was this knight-errant about to do? Carve a heart into that nice old elm for his sweetheart here?
Mr. Hagestag, I didn't mean to...
Come on now, son. That kind of chivalry is long dead. It's corny, my boy. Have you taken her to ride the Ferris wheel?
Not yet. I was going
to... Well, you gotta go there, the merry-go-round. Thrilled to the tilt-a-whirl?
Well, we were about to...
Well, get to it, boy. A dime will get you $100 worth of fun in my park. You do have a dime or two, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. I just got paid today from my summer job at the hardware store.
Well, don't tell me your life story, Sonny. Start riding some rides. And tuck in your shirt while you're at it. You're in the company of a pretty lady, after all.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, Sonny, and believe me when I tell you, I make no profit off of this. Have you been to the far east end of the park?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, well, most people don't bother to venture over there, but if you go past the area where we have the steeplechase and the fritter stand, you'll see an old building, the old mill. That's where you'll find it. The Tunnel of Love.
There's a Tunnel of Love right here? Oh, I didn't know.
The Tunnel of Love at the old mill is the oldest attraction in the park. The only one I didn't build. It's been here longer than I can remember. It was built by the Lee brothers, Creighton and Dayton Lee. In fact, once upon a time, the Lee brothers, they owned this whole park. I bought it off them about 20 years ago. Well, they let me buy it off on the condition that they could stay here and operate their Tunnel of Love. And they could keep all the ride ticket money to boost.
Wow.
Who knows how long those brothers will be able to keep running that ride. They're getting up there, and not too many folks seem to like that kind of entertainment anymore. Once they move on, I'll probably close it up for good. Maybe put something else there today's kids will like better.
I want to go. I want to see it before it closes.
Yeah, me too.
Much more romantic than defacing my trees, I can tell you that. Remember, it's less than a quarter of a mile that-a-way.
By the steeplechase.
And the freighter stand.
Oh, and don't be too startled. The Lee brothers may look a little strange in the daylight.
What do you mean?
Well, old Creighton was born without a right eye. And Dayton, he was born without a left eye.
You're not serious.
Oh, but I am. The old Lee brothers. Ug Lee and Home Lee. That's what I call them. Hey, but they're good eggs, both of them. Don't you judge them by their looks now.
Would you look at that?
It definitely looks its age, I will say that.
We'd never find this place if Mr. Hagstegg didn't mention it.
Definitely feels like something from another time.
Where's the entrance?
Oh, look, there's the sign.
Should we go in?
What, do you think we shouldn't?
I've never been on a Tunnel of Love ride. Have you?
Oh, once, a long time ago.
Oh, really? Huh, with who?
Relax, it was with my cousin Lorraine when I was 10 years old.
Was she a kissing cousin?
What kind of question is that? Are you a kissing girlfriend?
Let's ride this ride and find out.
Oh boy, you've got a deal.
There doesn't seem to be any line.
Excuse me. I think we were here before you.
Oh, Stuart, let these kids go ahead of us.
No, we were here first.
This is already our second time on the ride. Let them go.
Don't you remember? You're expected home at 6:30.
I remember.
The tunnel is the best place for you and me. It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
It's all right. We're in no rush.
Thank you, young lady.
So it's a nice ride, huh?
It's wonderful.
It's the best thing in the whole park.
What's it like?
Good day, young lovers. Tickets, 10 cents apiece, please.
Here you are.
Thank you. Just give your tickets to my brother there, and he will escort you to your boat.
Give me a minute, Creighton. Don't rush me all at once. I'm still helping these two folks exit the boat.
Speed it up, Dayton! We have these nice folks awaiting.
I know. Give me a minute, will you? Watch your step, friends. Here you go, m'lady. Sir.
Oh. Well, thank you, kind sir. Oh,
lovely. Thank you.
Tell me, how was it? How was the ride?
Oh, well, as magical as ever.
Even better than I remembered.
We just had to come back.
This old carnival ride has a lot of meaning for us.
Well, I should tell you two nice gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am?
Well, I met Ronnie here when I was stationed in France during the Great War. I was a nurse for the Red Cross. Ronnie here was my patient.
No one looked better in that uniform than you, Kate, darling.
Oh, well, I left Europe and returned home after the war.
But I never forgot her.
And I never forgot him.
The biggest bloody mistake I ever made was letting her walk out of that infirmary door without telling her how I really felt about her.
Well, I returned home. Maybe a whole year had passed.
But I found you somehow. We wrote so many letters to each other. And I left everything behind. Everything I've ever known to come to this country to be with you. Mm-hmm. And I've never regretted it.
This is very sweet and all, but can we just... Look, me and my... Well, we don't have much time left to spend, and we would like to...
Stuart, how rude. Be patient.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We're holding up the line, aren't we? Well, I just wanted to thank you two for keeping this ride going after all these years.
It was down here, floating gently in the darkness, when we first kissed.
Oh, and he whispered something in my ear, and I felt something cool suddenly slip around my ring finger.
There is no memory that I cherish more.
Oh, my stars. Is there anything more romantic than that?
Wow.
Maybe that'll be you and me someday.
What can I say? I'm deeply touched, my friends. Right, Dayton?
There's what you said right there makes all this worthwhile.
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you.
Well, good day to you.
Thank you, gents.
A lovely story. Congratulations. May we pass now? 20 cents. Here you go, sir.
Stuart, you're embarrassing me.
Look at the time. We don't have much time.
I know, but that doesn't give you the right...
Where else can we be alone like this?
Stuart, please stop.
Look, are we going on the ride or not?
There are no refunds, you know.
I'm sorry, Alice, my dear. I'm sorry to act this way. But time. Time, it's so precious. There isn't enough time.
I know.
Let's go then. Come on.
All right.
Here are your tickets.
Thank you.
Your tickets, please.
I don't quite understand this system of yours, but here you go.
Okay, follow me, folks, this way. Mind your step. We'll get the lady in there first. There we go. And now you, sir.
You can take your hand off of me. I don't like to be touched by strangers, you understand?
Well, I'm just...
I can get in fine by myself. Thank you.
Enjoy the ride.
There they go.
Not such a nice fellow, huh?
Yeah.
You two kids are up!
Yay!
That will be 20 cents for the two of you.
Okay, give me a second. Just digging in my pocket here.
Do you have the money?
Of course I do. I just gotta find it.
This ride has been here quite a while, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, yes. We've been here for many years.
Someone told me they're not sure how much longer you can keep this ride running.
Everything has its time, I guess. At some point, we'll have to stop it.
But as long as we both have enough strength in our legs...
Here you go. 20 cents. Sorry, that nickel has some sticky stuff on it.
Thank you, my boy. Here are your tickets. And now please give your tickets to Dayton over there, and he will assist you.
Your tickets, please. Thank you. Okay, follow me, folks, this way. Mind your step. We'll get the lady in there first. There we go. And now you, sir.
Thanks.
Enjoy your ride, friends.
Oh, how you doing, Dayton?
I'm all right, Creighton.
How's your leg?
It's the same as your back. It's racked with pain.
Dayton?
Yeah?
How much longer you figure we can...
I don't know. Not a whole lot longer, I guess.
But when? When will we stop?
Next week, maybe? Next month?
It makes me a bit sad.
Yeah. It was a real nice run, though.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Now, here they come. There we go. Very good. Upsy-daisy. Ladies first.
Thank you.
And now you.
Thank you.
So, enjoy the ride?
Did we ever.
It was so lovely. I hope it never goes away. Today is our anniversary, you know.
Oh, it is.
We've been going steady for 3 whole months.
Well, ain't you two the luckiest folks in the world? God bless you.
Thank you.
We'll be back for sure. Thank you, sir.
Now, you two come back anytime. Afternoon.
Hey, here come them other two.
All right. Hope you enjoyed your ride, folks.
I can get out myself, thanks.
Well, I'll help the lady.
I can help her fine, thanks. Sir?
Yes?
We'd like to ride again.
You'd like to ride again, eh? I tell you, I don't recall your lady's blouse being torn like that. Is she all right?
Excuse me?
It was like that before.
And I can't help but notice that's a ring on your finger there, but I notice she don't have a ring on hers. No ring at all.
We'd like to ride again.
10 cents apiece.
Here's $20. Let us ride again.
But this time, stop the ride. Just for a little while.
And turn all the lights off.
What do you say, Dayton?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, then.
Here's your $20.
Here are your tickets.
Your tickets, please.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Here.
This way?
We can take it from here. Thanks.
All right, then.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I admit it. You're as thrilled as I am.
Yes, I am.
Kiss me.
Stuart, what if my sister,
She doesn't matter. I don't love her. I never loved her. All I ever wanted was you. All that matters is you and me and this moment. I must have you.
Take me.
There. They stopped the ride.
It's just you and me. You and me. The way it was always supposed to be.
And there go the lights. It's complete blackness now.
It's not what I thought it would be like.
What did you think it would be like?
Where is that coming from?
Somehow the magic just ain't there, is it?
This isn't the way the ride was supposed to be.
But this is how they wanted it to be.
We made this place to be a place of love.
The kind of love we could never have.
Not the way we look. No, sir.
You want to know why we look the way we do?
Our bodies bent and twisted.
Faces like something from a monster movie.
Okay, please stop this now.
Your mother was pregnant with us?
Pregnant with twins, she was.
She was a beautiful woman.
Okay, we've had enough.
But the man who was supposed to be her father, he didn't want to marry her.
We've had enough.
She tried to plead with him, but no. He had someone else!
A mistress!
What a terrible word! Mistress!
Her mother threatened to tell everyone.
She was going to tell.
Going to tell?
This is madness. Stop!
He didn't take well to that. He felt threatened.
Cornered.
Trapped!
Stop!
What did he do?
What did he do?
He struck her!
Please, stop! Please!
He struck her pregnant belly!
He struck her over!
And over!
And over again!
All right! We've had enough!
That's why we look the way we do.
That's what she always told us anyway.
Please!
You know, we built this place many years ago to be a place of love.
That's what it is, a place of love.
A path that leads to a greater love.
But we built another path.
Another path?
Another waterway for moments like this.
For people like you.
You're on that waterway.
Waterway? What waterway?
You don't know it, but your boat has drifted. Diverted, you might say. Into an area of the ride very few people know about.
In fact, I think it's just you and me that knows about it, Dayton.
Well, these two folks know about it now.
I suppose they do.
What are you going to do to us?
Any second now, there's going to be quite a drop.
Quite a fall.
You won't see it coming.
You're lying.
It's a very long fall.
Very long.
No.
nothing to break your fall.
You're lying. You're trying to scare us. You're trying to...
Are you sure you have enough left over after buying these corn dogs?
Yeah. I still have some money left.
I really want to ride once more before we head home.
Me too. Hey, sir.
Oh, hello there, friends.
Do we have time for one more ride?
For two people as lovely as yourselves? Yes, we do. Two tickets, then? 20 cents, please.
Here you go.
Thank you, my boy. Here are your tickets. Please give your tickets to Dayton over there, and he'll assist you.
Your tickets, please. Thank you. Okay, follow me, folks. This way. You mind your step there. Get the little lady in first. There we go. And now you, sir.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Enjoy your ride, friends.
And that was A Place of Love. Jonathan was played by Alan LaForest. Emmy was played by Casey LaForest. Mr. Hagestag was played by David Linton. Stuart was played by James Reeser. Alice was played by Mary Murphy. Creighton Lee was played by Eric Davy Gislison. Dayton Lee was played by Michael Pate. Ronnie was played by James Kleinman. And the part of Kate was played by me, Ali Silva. The song I Take the Chance by Ira and Charlie Leuven was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. A Place of Love was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Team Silva Rodriguez. Secret Lovers was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. We're on the topic of love with these next few episodes, and whether you've been listening to us for a while or have just recently been drawn into the weird world that is Fireside Mystery Theater, well, we hope that you love us as much as we love you, dear listeners. And we absolutely love creating Fireside Mystery Theater. But alas, we cannot survive on love alone. The small band of mischief makers that we are work very hard to bring you deliciously dark and delightful audio entertainment. But we need your help to sustain this creepy thing we love and to enable our fireside flames to grow. Consider becoming our very own Patreon patron. For a dollar or two or more a month, you would be providing vital support for what we do, and you'd help us achieve our future goals. We've cooked up some special perks for it, too. Fancy a postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from someone in our fabulous cast, a fancy schmancy limited edition lapel pin. Well, we've got perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Want to declare your love for us? Flowers, candy, and exotic edible undergarments are nothing compared to an ever-loving rating and review. Keep up to date with all things FMT by following us on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @firesidemystery. Like us on Facebook too. We'll love you for it. Join us on Sunday, March 31st at 5 p.m. for our next live taping at the Slipper Room. We'll be spending a little time in the sordid studio of the After Hours Late Night Radio Show. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Monica returns from her soul-searching European adventure with a new love interest who sure seems to be raising a lot of suspicions. Find out why in the next installment of Secret Lovers, To Thine Own Self Be True, coming up next from Fireside Mystery Theater. Before we say goodnight, we might linger just a bit longer in this last embrace. But let's not forget to mind the shadows.